views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. And I want to share a little bit this morning, because it's afternoon in some parts of the country, a little bit about the Woman Wisdom theme. And this year it is Woman Leading the Evolutionary Shift, Midwifing the New Paradigm. So what does this mean? We've been doing a lot of work with this at Woman of Wisdom. And why are women leading this evolutionary shift? Well, the Dalai Lama says the world will change through the Western woman. It means women stepping into our power, sharing our gifts, whatever they may be, so that we can transform our world into the one we want to live in with peace, community, and honoring of all people. And, yes, I think I announced it last week, but we are going to live stream two of our evening events, which means anyone in the world can tune in, no matter where you are, and participate in Women of Wisdom. We have Starhawk's evening presentation on February 14th, 7 p.m. Pacific time, and Cindy Dale on February 15th at the same time, 7 p.m. You can register. Probably it'll be started opening up on our website tonight or by tomorrow on Saturday. It'll be $10 per evening. You'll also be able to view it after the conference if you can't see it live at those times. Also, a reminder, there's a new special. You can bring a friend with you to a three-hour workshop at the reduced price of $25, so you can share that with a friend. So this week, I'm also going to continue exploring our Women of Wisdom presenters. I'll be talking to Sandy Pendleton about the path to about pleasure and power, and Jennifer Sundstrom on chanting and finding your voice. And right now, I'm going to talk to Katie Lynn Harrison, sharing with us how to understand the heart of the transgendered woman. Now, I want to explain a little bit. At Women of Wisdom, a year or two ago, we made a policy that we would include transgender women, any woman who identifies with living their life as a woman. And this is also following Washington state laws. So, it's kind of in the forefront of what is going on, and an important one, an important transition, that we are inclusive to all women. Katie Lynn Harrison is a transsexual woman and member of the Women of Wisdom Council and the 2013 Conference Planning Committee. She is active in the trans community and in two Seattle area Christian churches. She's retired from 33 years of real estate sales and is a licensed in-home caregiver. She's going to give a workshop on Saturday, February 16th at 5 o'clock. It's called Understanding the Heart of the Transgendered Woman. So welcome, Katie Lynn, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris.
So let's first talk about you, about your path. What brought you to discover your true self and took you down this path of becoming a woman?
Well, that's a very long story I truly don't have time for, but hindsight is 20/20 vision. And using hindsight, there were so many indications throughout life that the feminine side of myself was what needed to be expressed and not technically the way I was born physically. As I grew and went through a marriage, raised my children, living the quote life I thought I was supposed to live, there were pains all of my life and a need, a desire, and attempts to express the more feminine side of myself. It was actually my second wife who encouraged me to take the route of saying, you're not supposed to be who you're trying to be. You need to be who you need to be, and we need to separate so that you can go and be the woman you were meant to be. And that's kind of, in a brief nutshell, how I got to where I am today.
Yeah, it's quite a story, and I know it's not been an easy time. That's a difficult transition to make. And I know we don't have a, we could talk a whole hour on this subject, but let's talk about your relationship to Women of Wisdom, because you have, being part of our council, you're very much involved in Women of Wisdom. And so let's talk about what brought you to Women of Wisdom and your part, how that has helped you along your journey.
A person I met along the way was also on the Council of Women of Wisdom and encouraged me for about a year to get involved, knowing who I was and my true self. And this was about 3 years after my actual transition. And I was quite interested in the program, but not sure how it would work, as a lot of organizations aren't quite sure where trans people fit. And so I was encouraged by her to come to Women of Wisdom. And from the very beginning of my involvement with Women of Wisdom, now almost 2 years, it has just been a wonderful experience of some of the most kind-hearted, open, and loving people of great spirituality from all different lives. And I think that's what makes it work for me, is that I bring a completely unique component to the group, but the group, each person there brings their own unique component, which has been mind-widening for me in my personal growth, not only as a woman, but as a person in society.
Well, what do you think has been the most difficult part for you for this transition for yourself?
I would say the public doesn't know what to do with trans people yet. They're used to lesbians, they're used to gays, but they're not quite used to what is this person that's changing their gender. And so just education, being myself, I am a very open and, I hope, honest person, and willing to talk to anybody and answer any questions. And I think that instead of really thinking about what the bad things are or the difficult parts of the transition, the encouraging parts of the transition are that as people are exposed and realize you're just another woman just like themselves or just like their sister or mother or whatever, it broadens the perspective of society to get better so that we can all be accepted in the world.
Yes, and I commend you for your work on that, too, because I know you work very hard to be kind of a bridge between those two worlds. And it's new for a lot of people. It's been new to Women of Wisdom, and we have gained so much from it. And I think you're right about it. It's about educating and to let people know, you know, you're a person first, you know, and it's important to remember that. That we are individuals first and foremost, and to be honoring and respectful for everybody's path.
And it's a broader picture, which Women of Wisdom is such a wonderful organization for part of, too, is that there are great differences in spiritualities, background, relationship, varieties of relationships, and that all really dovetails. It's no different in bringing another group into the larger group, because we all come from some group of our own, and that's what makes this work, and is really the thing that makes Women of Wisdom an important part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, because you're part of our council, how we work in circle leadership, and from your perspective, how is that different than other forms of leadership that you've been involved in before and are in other groups?
Well, as it may be somewhat apparent, I've always been an outgoing and involved person. And when I came at that perspective from the traditional male role, I believed in the rules, in Robert's rules and top-down management, and basically the type of leadership that is exhibited in most countries in this world today, and that is a very patriarchal system of leadership. As I've been exposed to this wonderful, more feminine design, circle leadership of caring and love, where the feelings and emotions of all people are encouraged, and not only encouraged, it's not just like everyone has a right to talk in the circle, but it's the circle itself that draws out people who might not speak otherwise, so that you truly have a more loving, more nurturing organization. And when you approach problems that way, whether it be a healing circle, or whether you approach leadership and direction that way, with a circle of all people being inclusive and loving their ideas, nobody has a bad idea. It's all loving and nurturing, and it nurtures and loves the progress that we make so much greater than my old way, and frankly, I think what it will become, the world's old way of leadership.
Well, I want to thank you for that and participating in Women of Wisdom. And you, if you are interested in exploring this topic of understanding the heart of a transgender woman, she gives her workshop on Saturday, February 16th, and you can sign up for all the workshops at www.womenofwisdom.org. So thank you, Katie Lynn.
Thank you, Chris.
Great to talk with you. So you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis. We're going to come back and talk to another wonderful WOW presenter, Jennifer Sundstrom.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm going to talk now to Jennifer Sundstrom. Jennifer is an herbalist in the wise woman tradition and Sadak hope I said that right, on the Path of Sound. She offers classes on various herbal topics and sound healing workshops in the greater Seattle area. Jennifer regularly leads and participates in bhakti, devotional chanting, as the blissful path to celebrate the divine spirit that resides in all of us. And her website is www.seattleherbalist.com. Jennifer is giving a workshop on Saturday, February 16th from 5 to 6 p.m. on Experience Your Own Voice. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hello, Chris. What a delight it is to be here. Thank you.
Yes, well, we're always delighted to have you and excuse me, at the conference. And, you know, our voices are very important, and a lot of times people don't know how to really use it for a full expression of who they are, and it's a powerful, intimate tool. So, first of all, how did you get start singing?
Completely by accident. I did not think that I was going to be a singer ever. Of course, I have horrible stories about being told I was a bad singer growing up, and so that was not what I was looking for at all. What I was looking for, I was studying with my teacher, Susan Weed, and I was looking for some way to develop my own spirituality and have a more heart-opening experience. That's what I was really looking for. How can I have a heart-opening experience? And so there's a wonderful festival that happens here in Seattle. It's called the Seattle Folk Life, and it's been going on for years, 20-some years. And I had never been to it. This was about 6 years ago. I had never been to it. Literally my whole life, never been there. And so one day I decided with my auntie, I said, Auntie, let's go to this thing. She said, great. So like a good little researcher, I looked up on all the list of workshops that were being offered, and there was a workshop by a woman I'd never heard of named Gina Sawa. It was called Sing Your Heart Awake. And I thought, wow, I'm looking for a heart awake. This is the workshop for me. And so I attended. And it changed my life. I was sitting there in a room full of 70-some people, and Gina comes in, and she begins doing her thing, and she's taking us all over the world, to Africa and to India with all these different styles, and I am so moved that I'm trying to sing, as I thought, but I'm so choked up with emotion, and tears are running down my face, and I'm sitting here trying not to, you know, look crazy in front of all these people and mouthing the words because I am so overwhelmed. So my right brain is, of course, and my left brain is going, wow, Jennifer, you're really having a powerful experience. So, wow, there's something to be learned here. And so I began studying with her. And that's how I started singing.
Well, and we know Gina, she's been a presenter at Woman of Wisdom, so I know that's a great experience to, because she's all about, we all have a sound, we all have a voice, and it's just, And it makes a community voice. So
yeah. It's true. What, so many people have this idea that they can't sing, and it's not true. Everyone, you can speak, you can sing. And what we do is we have this instrument called the body, and it's like a garden hose. And so when the garden hose is flowing and open, the water just comes out naturally and perfectly in pitch, perfectly in tune, just like our voices. But what we do as humans, because this is a human experience, is we kind of kink our hose a little bit, and each person does it in a different way. Some people shrug their shoulders. Some people, you know, clench. I'm a butt clencher, so I would always, you know, be totally clenched. You know, other people rise back on their heels, and so we kind of kink our hoses a little bit, and that causes the water to come out a little bit funny. And so that's the practice, is to learn your own instrument, and how do I allow it to be free and just let the voice come out? Because everyone can sing naturally in tune so beautifully.
Yeah, and I think we all discover that in the shower, don't we? Seems like our voices are great in the shower. And then as soon as we get out in public, it's like,
Yeah, we're relaxed, we're free, we're just singing, nobody can hear us, nobody can see us, and we don't care. But then when someone comes around and sees us, then we kind of clamp down. So we clamp our garden hoses in different ways, which causes the voice to change.
Well, I would think people are brave who sing out of tune and don't care and just keep singing. You know, that's it's a wonderful spirit to do that.
Yeah, it really is. Because when we're singing about love, capital L love. And love looks at you and says, oh, my gosh, Chris, you are so adorable. And love doesn't care what you sound like. Love thinks you're adorable. And so we forget that. We wouldn't say to it, you know, we see a beautiful child singing and they're off key. We don't say, oh, God, never be a singer. We look at them and say, oh, my gosh, you're so cute. Look at how cute you are. That's the expression that we bring to little tiny children when we do that, but we forget about doing that for ourselves as adults. So this is the magic that adults can experience is, wow, I really can, and someone's there to encourage me.
Yeah, it's a fun form of play that you still can do as an adult. You know, we've forgotten our childhood games of play. We're so busy working and doing this and that and what we call important things. And when we sing, we kind of get into that childlike spirit.
It's true. And you mentioned right at the beginning, voices are so powerful. There's a reason that they are, because when we speak, we're sending our vibration out in the world, and that touches things. I'm touching all of your eardrums right now. My voice is coming out and on the airwaves and resonating against your eardrums. So when we put our powerful voices out into the world, it touches things, people, objects, and changes them. So the voice is so important for us because it's really the way with which we can change the world.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. I want you to sing a chant right now for my audience. How about that?
Japo jalpa shilpam sakalamapi mudra virachana gati prarakshanya gramanamashana dhyahuti vidhi pranama sangvesha sukamakilamatmar panadresha saparya paryaya tavabhavatu yanme vilasitam. It's a prayer from the Sundari Alhari. It means, may all of my speech and idle talk be as praise to the divine. May all of my actions of my hands be as though I were making mudra. May all, even when I'm eating, may all of my food be offerings to you. May all of the, even when I lay down and sleep, may that as though be I'm prostrating to you. All of my walking, may I be like I'm walking around how beautiful you are. This is my prayer, that I may be this in the world, that I may be of service in the way, and that may I see everything as divine.
Well, that's beautiful. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't really matter what the translation is, because we can get it, like you said, on a vibrational level. We're receiving something, even though it's in a different language.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite way to sing actually is not in English. It's so funny, mm-hmm. when I go to sing something in English, it's like I have an idea about how those words are supposed to be formed in my mouth. You know, we sing row, row, row your boat, and you know how that's supposed to sound, right? And so when there's another language in there, whether it's Spanish or Japanese or Sanskrit or whatever it is, it's like, oh, my mouth has never made that before. How is that supposed to sound? I don't even know. And so there's an ultimate freedom of expression because there's no preconceived notions about how I'm supposed to be sounding or how I'm supposed to be shaping the sound. So I love singing in other languages.
Yeah, it's great. I was driving up to Vancouver yesterday, and as soon as I didn't have any radio signal anymore, I started to sing, and I wanted to sing a song, and I remember the song Suzanne Takes You Down by the River, and I couldn't remember all the words, so I just started, what does it matter? I just started making them up.
Yeah.
I knew the tune.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Well, like, we don't have to be stuck in that, you know, like, oh, I can't remember the words,
voice.
I can't sing it.
Yeah, la 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 la. So sometimes if I don't know the words in some other language, I'll sing something like kohlrabi or, you know, I'll sing vegetables. It doesn't matter because absolutely love knows what's in your heart.
So is there a particular style of music you like to sing?
I really love, I love singing Indian style. I do. The way that I listen to Indian singers and the way that they can use their voice to slide. And we all have this ability. We all have this ability to have really juicy voices. And I know this because what happens when you're in love? When you're in love and you're talking to your sweetheart, and sometimes you're all like, oh, I love you. And so we naturally do this with sliding our voices. And then somehow when we start to sing, we're like, you know, row, row, row. And we lose that, you know, that kind of delicious slipperiness. And so I love the Indian singing because the sliding is so juicy. And we all have that ability. We all have it. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I don't think people know they have that ability.
No, we've just forgotten. I forgot, too, for many years. And Gina Salah is the one that reminded me. So I totally give thanks and honor to her for what she does in the world because it impacted me so much.
Yeah, and we think we have to have all this technical.
Yes. Oh, I can't possibly sing because I've never had a voice lesson, or I can't read music. It's just an excuse. Because really, what's in your heart? What's in your heart that wants to come out, and that is your song, and everyone has it. We've just forgotten, and we're shy. We're really shy to share what's in our heart, because what I've learned through my studies with Gina is that the voice is so intimately connected with the heart that they're the same thing. And so when someone criticizes our singing voice, man, that hurts. And we end up shutting down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're not going to shut down if you go to Jennifer's workshop, which is going to be Saturday, February 16th in the afternoon, Experience Your Own Voice. So thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your enthusiasm for music today.
Thank you, Chris. It's been such a fun time.
Yes. So I'm Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, I'm going to be talking with Sandy Pendleton.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Back on Voices of Women, I'm Chris Stainis, and the song you heard, Pray Like a Woman, is by Lorraine Bays. It's on our Woman of Wisdom CD, which has some great music from a lot of the great women singers we've had at Woman of Wisdom, and you can purchase it at www.womenofwisdom.org. And now I'd like to introduce you to Sandy Pendleton. She is giving a workshop at Woman Wisdom called Permission and Pleasure, Dare to Embody the Seat of Power, and that will be on Sunday afternoon, February 17th. So in 2010, Sandy Pendleton walked away from her life as a successful psychotherapist in Southern California in response to Spirit's invitation to embody the goddess and live the dance of creation each day. As a catalyst for choice and change, life coach, master energy healer, and the tantric dance of feminine power teacher in training, Sandy is passionate about equipping women with tools, strategies, and embodiment practices to claim more peace, pleasure, and power in their lives and businesses. Her Sacred Sister Circles offer a place for women to explore, share, and experience the wisdom of the embodied goddess. And you can check out more about Sandy on her website, sandypendleton.com, and also sacredsistercircles.com. So welcome, Sandy, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're excited to have you at the conference. I think it's a great topic of, you know, power and pleasure and daring to embody the seed of our power. And you talk about that being in our own womb and living the breathing goddess through the wisdom of our body. So much of what we need in the world right now.
I heard you speaking at the very beginning of the show around this idea that women, the Western women in particular, are going to be the future of the world, and how we can really step in to support the shift that needs to happen to bring us all into an alignment that really is supportive of life in general. And I think that that's really true. I believe that totally from my own experience, but I see that in women, as women's ideas and commitment to life that really creates the shift that's going to make change for all of us.
Yes, and there is that commitment because we're the ones that bring life. You know, we are the creators of life. We have this womb, and we birth our young ones, and with that comes that power.
Yes, absolutely, and we are unique as women in that we carry that womb in our bodies, and that womb is the site of all creation, and it goes across species that women or the feminine really creates life and gives birth. And that is what is the sustainability in our future on the planet.
Well, not only giving birth to children, it's kind of our creative force. I'm not a mother, but I have birthed Woman of Wisdom and other things in my life, and that comes from that juicy, powerful, second chakra womb area.
Yes. Very true. That creative life force is it's in everybody. It's in men as well. But we as women hold that void, that empty space in our bodies that is the womb, that through nothing comes something. And it is our connection with spirit, our connection with divinity, the goddess who lives in our bodies, that allows us to have a different access point. And we can tap into it by really becoming intimately connected to and familiar with the creative force that lies in our womb, in that second chakra.
Well, because your workshop's on permission and pleasure and power, what does permission have to do with this? And why do we need to... obviously, it sounds like there's this need to give ourselves permission, which infers we're holding back.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because your other two guests today, both Katie Lynn and Jennifer, spoke a little bit about that we sort of are born into who we're supposed to be, and that prescription of who we're supposed to be is dictated to us from the time we're really little, you know. You're supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. This is how you need to act, and this is what you need to say, and this is how you need to dress. And so those ideas are passed down through our family. They are passed down through our ancestors, and they're really perpetuated in our cultural myths and the discourse that really lives us every day in the media and even in our school system. So this idea of permission is something that we tend to look outside of ourselves to see, is this okay? Can I do that? Is that going to be acceptable? Will I still be okay? Will I still be loved if I do this? And we internalize that construct into our bodies of checking outside of ourselves to be okay in the world. And so permission is really important, because if we don't acknowledge how that permission has been dictated to us, then we don't recognize that we have the power to do something different about it. And Jennifer said something about the fact that when your voice, you know, you're in the shower and you don't have to think about anybody and you're just singing and you have the voice to call in the angels, but then you get into public and something closes down in our throat. Well, it's true in our whole being. It's true in our whole body. Our bodies close down to try and keep us safe and protected. And it's important to recognize that. And even though the cognitive beliefs, those things that we are operating, kind of like the operating systems, are not necessarily conscious in our awareness, they are operating in our bodies all the time. And our bodies can be that resource to help us identify where we're stuck and how to open up so that we can receive more and we can make ourselves more available to pleasure. And pleasure really is the key for us to be creative, because pleasure, creation, is an incredibly creative act, and it's a pleasurable act. And so by having that access in our bodies, by giving ourselves permission to take a look at where we're holding back and where we're free, it gives us a way to explore differently and open up those creative channels so that we can create new things in our lives, in our businesses, in our relationships.
Oh yeah, that's so needed. And I was just in Bali, and I really tapped into just being away from everything, and including the internet, and I was able to remember all the things that I've loved over the years, and as a child, all the things that bring me passion, you know, getting in touch with the beauty of flowers, textiles, snorkeling, just all the things I love, I found there. And it just reminded me to, you know, to tune more into those passions, because when you do, when you get clear what your passions are, it's a little easier to go there and find the pleasure there.
Yes, and you know, you spoke about beauty, and beauty is, it's more than just a seeing something. It has a visceral effect on your body. Like, your body opens to beauty. At least mine does, and I think lots of people's bodies just kind of open to beauty. It's like it draws us into the beauty that we see, and that beauty is a sensation in our body. And the same as love. Jennifer was talking about singing love. When you say the word love, it's kind of flat, but when you feel love in your body opens, it expands, it reaches out into the world. And that is where the juice is in our lives. That's where possibility lies. That's where we can really create something that just brings us alive. I love David White's line in his poem, Sweet Darkness, anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you. And it's like, if something brings you alive, it's like it's bigger and you get bigger, and that's where life is, that leading edge. That's the place that's exciting and juicy for me. And that's what I'm really wanting to invite women into.
Yes. Well, just before we go to our break, we have a couple minutes. What are some of the things that you have people do to tap into that?
Oh, that's a great question. So do you want to answer it now or after the break?
Well, let's start. We may have to pause and continue it.
Well, one of the first things to do is to just get quiet and to be still, because for us, we are so active, particularly women. Like, we are 24-hour nonstop. Even in our sleep, we're thinking of the to-do list. So to get still and quiet and to drop our attention down into that womb space, that quiet space, and wait. And sometimes it seems like you're waiting forever, but there's something that will come from that emptiness. And that's when you know you're tapped into something bigger than yourself. That's when you know you're really connected with what I really see as Goddess, that life force energy that wants to move through you, that wants to create through you. So being quiet and still and tapping into that quiet space, listening, really essential. And
So we're going to leave that there and come back. This is Christina of Voices of Women. We'll return and talk more about that quiet space with Sandy Pendleton.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom. Rise and shine, Sister of Light, Spirit of Woman.
Well, welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. Today, I'm talking with Sandy Pendleton. Sandy, can you give your contact information?
Sure. The best way to reach me is through my website, which is sacredsisters, sacredsistercircles.com. And on there you can join my mailing list and find out about upcoming events and get periodic pearls of wisdom that I pass out. And you can find out more about my embodied wisdom coaching and the Tantric Dance of Feminine Power classes that I'm teaching.
Great. And Sandy will be given a workshop, Permission and Pleasure, Dare to Embody the Seat of Power, on Sunday at Woman of Wisdom on February 17th. So we were just talking about that, of tuning in, quiet, get still, and kind of move into your womb space to find your seat of power. So let's talk a little bit more about that and what this seat of power truly is.
Well, the seat of power is really that place of creation, and because creation is power. It requires power to create. And in the body, it's found in the womb. And so when we tap into the womb, we are really tapping into that seat of power, that place of potential that takes from nothing and creates something. That's also the seat of the goddess, because goddess is that life force energy that flows through our bodies all the time. It is what breathes us. It is what beats our heart. It is constantly there. It's never not there. And so by tapping into our womb space, we're really able to get a lived experience of that creativity and that life force that flows through us. And by being quiet, we learn to access that place and listen to what wants to be created through it, and which is very different than our will. Our will is coming from more of the solar plexus area that says, I will do this. And action is valuable, but that listening to receive, that receptivity, that really allows us to open and to acknowledge the power that we have innately in our bodies, in our beings at all times, and to develop a relationship with the womb space and with the goddess who resides there. And it's not about a specific face on the goddess, because they're all there. Every one of us is the face of the divine. But it's that idea of creation that's really possible and potent in our womb space. So in the workshop that I'm going to be teaching on Sunday, I'm going to give people a lived experience of that. I'm going to really invite them in to an experience of sitting in their womb space and really tapping into that creative energy and opening up to the possibilities of what can be created through that, and touching that place where they are bigger than themselves. They can really access that wisdom that is beyond what they know in the mind, because it comes through sensation and pleasure in the body.
Yes, and it's, we have another presenter, Tammy Lynn Kent, who has a book on and talks about the womb power. And it's kind of like, you know, we've been in our head, we know that, we've moved down to our heart, and now we're being told, okay, you got to move down to the womb. But, you know, when you're talking about that second seat of power, the second chakra, it's where you need to be in that still creative space before you move to action. And what you were talking about, you need to be there first, because a lot of times you go to action, you sort of stumble around and hit your head and do all sorts of stuff, because that's that will driving it, you know, and that strong, which can overpower that more silent voice, the intuitive voice that's in the womb, creative space. Mm-hmm. So it's important to begin there, I think.
Absolutely, and we don't give ourselves permission in our culture very often to drop down into the womb, because that means sex, and it's not about sex. It is sexual energy, but it's not about sex. It's about that idea of life and creation. So really, really opening to a new relationship with the womb, and a new relationship with that. That it's okay. That it's not only is it okay, it's essential. And it's essential for us as creative beings to access that and to find that quiet stillness that's outside of the mind and outside of the way, the hamster wheel that, I don't know about you, but I certainly get on at times, and really finding a quieting practice, which is why I love the Tantric Dance of Feminine Power, because it is quieting and it really drops us into that space with reverence. So it's mm-hmm. quietness and the reverence that really gives us that place that says, ah, I open to you. What is it? What is it that wants to be created here?
And I think it's important to, and I think it's important to study with people who take you there in a safe way, because it brings up a lot of fear and shame when you're talking about dealing with this womb energy, because like you said, you have this concept that it's about sex. And so we go there and all the shame and guilt comes up and our fears of going there without realizing what it is we're really talking about. So I encourage people to study with somebody to, you know, so that you can embrace that creative force, that womb space with, and let go of those fears.
Mm-hmm. And I teach my Tantric Dance of Feminine Power classes for women only, because women have that internalized patriarchy that is objectifying women culturally. And so it's really important that they need to have a space where they can get access to their own bodies first and do it with women in a safe and a sacred space that allows... When I get to watch women dance, it is the most beautiful experience, and every woman's body is unique and phenomenal to watch and be witness to that creation in the moment as it dances them. And it's not about somebody dancing the music. It's about being danced by the divine. And it is so important to do that in a place that takes all of the worry and excess out of it. It still comes up for people, but it's important to have a place where it's like, oh, gosh, okay, I can feel the fear, and I can do it anyway because I'm okay here. And opening that doorway for women to share in sacred circle, and I know you must know this because of all the work that you've done with Women of Wisdom over the years, there's something magical and something really powerful about working in circle with women.
Oh, there is. Well, I encourage people to check out Sandy's workshop on Sunday, February 17th, Permission and Pleasure, Dare to Embody the Seat of Power. So thank you so much, Sandy, for sharing your gifts of wisdom
today. Oh, thank you, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, and I want everybody also to check out the other guest workshops, Katie Lynn Harrison and Jennifer Sundstrom. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. And I want to leave everyone with this thought today. We've been talking a lot about being your true, authentic self, to find your voice, whether through activism, singing, or power and pleasure. So I invite you to explore speaking up, singing out, and give yourself permission to have pleasure and power, and remember your womb energy. So I want to remind people our special Bring a Friend at a Reduced Price to the Half-Day Workshops. They can come with you for $25. And also sign up for our live streaming for our two evening events, February 14th and 15th, with Starhawk and Cindy Dale. You can listen live at the time. You'll also be able to view the presentations later if you can't view it live. Sign up for our monthly newsletters at www.womenofwisdom.org. And also, like our Facebook page. I think you can do a search for Woman of Wisdom or Woman of Wisdom Conference. And you can also request to join our conversation group where you can post comments, you can post the things that you're doing, and share with other women. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom Conference and the organization, and also the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book author of Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, which shares all the stories about women of wisdom and people who have their stories of what they've gained out of Woman of Wisdom and some of the presenter talks, and it's a great gift to give yourself. So next week I'll be interviewing our last presenters for the conference before our conference goes live on February 14th through the 18th. This is Christina. I'm so glad you joined us today, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Christina. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Christina.
We are are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.